Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is the second part of the Discipleship Foundations series entitled The Condition of Man. I want to begin by reading Romans 3, 10 through 12 from the New Living Translation. As the scriptures say, no one is good, not even one. No one has real understanding. No one is seeking God. All have turned away from God. All have gone wrong. No one does good, not even one. The first thing we need to know is that human beings are in desperate need of a Savior. We are not just a little off track. We are totally lost. If we think we have a pretty good idea of how bad we are without Christ, we have not yet seen ourselves as God sees us. We are rotten to the core and so skewed by sin that we cannot save ourselves. Knowing this up front makes it easier later to appreciate God's grace and to avoid the pitfalls of legalism. If you find this assessment of our condition offensive, you do not yet understand the nature of sin. Sin is the attempt to live independently from God. It started in the Garden of Eden, and today it takes many forms, from defiant atheism to moral attempts to live a godly or religious life without surrendering everything to God first. Murderers and self-righteous hypocrites all share the same basic problem: a determination to live without a humble reliance upon God. In fact, the most religious people in Israel, the Sanhedrin, Pharisees, priests, lawyers, and scribes, banded together to murder the Messiah. It was not the criminal element that put the Lord of life to death. Sometimes those of us who have been brought up from childhood in the church don't know our own sinfulness as well as those of us who had a before Christ existence. A danger for any longtime Christian is losing touch with our need for mercy and grace. We sometimes imagine that we are beyond all that because the Lord has helped us overcome some sins that formerly defeated us. There is nothing worse than a self-righteous Christian who looks down on others who are struggling with sin. Jesus had little tolerance for those with such an attitude. Let me read from Matthew 9, 12, and 13. Jesus said, "Healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do." And then he added, "Now, go and learn the meaning of this scripture. I want you to show mercy, not offer sacrifices, for I have come not to call those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners." The good news is that God understands our hopeless condition and sent His Son to die for our sins. In addition, He sent His Holy Spirit to live a new kind of life through us. One of the biggest secrets of the new covenant is that God never expected us to live in a way that brings God's glory all by ourselves. He sent His Spirit to live through us. The gospel confirms our need for salvation, forgiveness, and reconciliation to God, accompanied by a complete overhaul from the inside out. It comes through repentance and faith in Christ. When we come to realize how much we need a Savior and the Holy Spirit's help, we learn to be humble, which is a mark of a true disciple, as is love and an appreciation for mercy. How about us? Have we yet come to terms with our own sinfulness? Are we disillusioned with ourselves when we fail once again, imagining we are better than that? Are we prone to judge others whom we see as inferior to us, or do we extend to them the same mercy God has shown to us? Real Christians are not perfect, just forgiven.